Watch this.
Watch what?
And now, before the next show starts, let's enjoy an intermission.
Hello, Medford. It's Chris Earle once again with Watch This. It's a movie show. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Over the next 2 hours, I'm going to talk about movies and play soundtracks from five movies that I picked out. And I'm going to talk about the top 10 in the box office for movies right now. And I'm also going to talk a little bit about what's streaming now on TV that you might want to watch. Watch This here with you until 7 p.m.
Loudon Swain could think of was getting in shape. But since he met the girl of his dreams, all he can think of is her shape.
Get up from around here, are you?
Are you kidding me? Trenton, New Jersey.
She doesn't have any transportation or any place to stay or anything. And I was wondering, maybe we could ask her to stay with us.
Night, guys.
And now that she's moved into his house...
Who's that girl?
He can't keep his mind on what he's doing.
The girl of my dreams lives under my own roof. I see her every day, but she thinks I'm a kid. Immature, dumb jock. All of which is more or less true.
Want to know what turns me on? Hands. Really big hands. The kind that when they hold you, really feel held.
And he certainly can't do what's on his mind. But give the guy a break. When you're in love, you can do some seriously crazy things. This is the new film from the executive producers of Flashdance, Vision Quest,
you're a dancer.
All right, flick number one is Vision Quest from 1985, directed by Harold Becker, who also did The Onion Field from 1979. The plot is a high school wrestler in Spokane, Washington, has trouble focusing on his training when a beautiful young drifter takes up temporary residence at his home. Let's listen to one from John Waite, and I'll tell you more about Vision Quest.
Talking, and they're saying that you're leaving. So unhappy with the way that you've been living. Oh, we always wish for money. We always wish for
flick number one of our five flicks today is Vision Quest from 1985, starring Matthew Modine and the gorgeous Linda Fiorentino in her first movie. You can also see her in Men in Black. You can see Matthew Modine in Full Metal Jacket. He was also the doctor recently on the very big Netflix series Stranger Things. This was Madonna's first movie as well. She shows up and she sings Crazy for You as well as Gambler for the movie. This is probably one of my favorite sports movies. It's in the top five at least. Came out in smack in the middle of 1985. It's a great 80s movie. It's a great sports movie. Ronnie Cox plays the coach. You would recognize Ronnie Cox. He's a character actor. And he's been in Beverly Hills Cop and Total Recall, RoboCop, Deliverance. So basically, this guy wants to wrestle Shoot, who's the toughest guy in the wrestling team in the high school. And he has to basically lose weight in order to wrestle him. And he also meets the girl of his dreams in the process and asks his dad to have her move in. And she moves in with them to save some money. And he falls in love with her and she falls in love with him. It's a fun little movie. It's got a 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb. It was shot in Spokane, Washington in the fall of 1983. So again, Modine plays a Spokane high school wrestler. He falls in love with an older woman. She's like 7 or 8 years older. And she's an artist from New Jersey on her way to San Francisco. The title of the film was changed to market on Madonna's emerging fame and the popularity of the song Crazy for You in some countries. So Loudon Swain is the high school wrestler. He's just turned 18, decided he needs to do something truly meaningful, so he embarks on the mission to drop 2 whole weight classes to challenge the area's toughest opponent, Brian Shute, a menacing 3-time state champion from nearby rival Hoover High School, who's never been defeated in his high school career. And Loudon, of course, is on the Thompson wrestling team. In his efforts to drop from 190 pounds to 168 against the wishes of his coach and his teammates, he disrupts the team and creates health problems of his own. And then his father has taken the boarder named Carla from New Jersey, who's on her way to San Francisco, and she's older and wiser, and Loudon falls in love with her. He sniffs her underwear during a very unhealthy scene. And Carla realizes she's distracting him from his goals of wrestling Shute and leaves. Spoiler alert. Daphne Zuniga shows up in that as well. It's a great movie. Forest Whitaker. And again, look for Madonna as the club singer. Had a fantastic soundtrack. It was released February 12, 1985. And again, the soundtrack in some countries was just renamed to Crazy for You because of the new popularity of Madonna and her song, Crazy for You, which I'm talking completely over. There's a song called No More Words by Berlin and also a Tangerine Dream song in there that wasn't on the soundtrack. The album peaked at number 11 in the Billboard charts, one of the best movie soundtracks of the 80s. It's Vision Quest. You got Journey on there, you got Madonna, you got Don Henley, Sammy Hagar, Lou Graham, Dio. Here's some Sammy Hagar in the background. There's some interest in a remake. And there's a script out there, so we'll see if Vision Quest ever comes back. Again, one of the great sports movies, great movies of the 80s. It's Vision Quest. We'll listen to a couple more songs here and we'll move on to the next one. It's Watch This here on WMFO here in Medford with Chris Earle.
Rings. I think this is a big mistake, man. Why give yourself nightmares?
I already have nightmares.
It could be worse.
Hey, shoot!
Careful, Mom.
Shoot! Yeah? Do I know you? Loudon Swain, Thompson High.
Think you'll make a wait?
I don't know. I hope so.
I hope so, too.
This flick number one, Vision Quest 1985 on Watch This. I love this movie. Check it out if you haven't seen it. Did a box office of about $13 million, distributed by Warner Brothers. Did pretty well. And it's become a cult classic over the years. And anybody that loves wrestling or sports movies should see this movie. And it's also a cool little love story, too. Let's move on to flick number two. It's from 2004. We're going to jump ahead a little bit to 2004, one from Wes Anderson. Coming up next on Watch This.
Yeah.
Supposedly, Cousteau and his cronies invented the idea of putting walkie-talkies into the helmet. But we made ours with a special rabbit ear on the top so we could pipe in some music.
The Belafonte, home to Team Sisu. Skilled crew of deep sea divers, adventurers, documentary filmmakers.
Action!
Led by internationally renowned oceanographer Captain Steve Sisu, expert on every aspect of marine life.
Swamp leeches, everybody! Check for swamp leeches.
Nobody else got hit? I'm the only one? What's the deal?
But there remains one form of life about which Captain Sisu knows very little.
You're supposed to be my son, right?
I want you on Team Sisu.
The answer's yes.
Well, it's got to be. I'll order you a red cap and a Speedo.
Hold!
This will be Team Sisu's most ambitious adventure to date.
I'm going to go on an overnight drunk, and in 10 days, I'm going to set out to find the shark that ate my friend and destroy it.
What would be the scientific purpose of killing it?
Revenge.
You must swear, legally swear, that you'll not kill that shark.
Split into two groups. I'll take Ned, Ogata, and Wolodarski.
Thanks. Thanks a lot for not picking me.
We're being led on an illegal suicide mission.
I'm gonna fight you, Steve.
You never say, I'm gonna fight you, Steve. You just smile and act natural, and then you sucker punch it.
Action.
Are you finding what you were looking for out here with me? I hope so.
Quiet out there tonight.
Can you hear the jack whale singing?
Beautiful. I wonder what they're saying.
Well, that was the sludge tanker over there, but there you go.
A fazer desistir. Eu não posso dormir com você nos meus sonhos. Já conheço seu dorso, seu olhar tão medonho. E a senha que eu fico, muito tempo fico. Nunca fico rico. Então por isso eu grito. Mar horizonte, fico admirado, cais. Quando o vento está calmo, tu fica em paz. Eu estou nessa trilha e não sei quanto tempo faz. Eu não vejo sentido. E agora que eu fiz um acorde maior pra cantar pra você minha angústia e dor, eu não quero viver muito triste e só. Venha ser meu amigo, venha ser meu amor. Então por isso eu five years, eu não vi nada nesses five years. Só no mar azul é minha vida, five years. E de norte a sul é meu dever a five years. Porque eu vivi com grila e a five years. Quase não vi nada nesses five years. tá no mar azul é meu viver a five years. E de norte a sul é minha sina five years. Oh, five years. E de norte a sul é minha sina five years. Quase não vi nada nesses five years. E de norte a sul é meu viver a five years. Oh, five years. Oh, five years. Oh, five years. Five years.
Lassù. L'infondo.
Yes, what's next for Team Zsu?
Well, that was only part one. It's a cliffhanger. Now I'm going to go hunt down that shark, or whatever it is, and hopefully kill it. I don't know how yet. Maybe dynamite.
You don't know what it is?
No, I've never seen anything like it before in my life.
You say it is a jaguar shark. That's the title of your film.
It was coming right at us. I just said the first two words that came into my head.
C'est une espèce en voie de disparition. Pourquoi vouloir la tuer?
That's an endangered species at most. What would be the scientific purpose of killing it?
Revenge.
All right, the Ping Islands in the background here. From Mark Mothersbaugh, who was also a member of Devo. He usually jumps on Wes Anderson's movies and does part of the soundtrack. So, it's The Life Aquatic with Steve Zsu is my second flick of the five flicks today. Directed by Wes Anderson. It's written by Wes Anderson and his frequent comrade Noah Baumbach. Starring Bill Murray, Owen Wilson, Kate Blanchett, Angelica Houston, William Dafoe, Jeff Goldblum. Bud Cort shows up in it, Michael Gambon. It's a great, great movie. It's reached cult status, of course, like all of the Wes Anderson movies. What I like about this one, though, is for me, it gets better and better every time I watch it. I liked it when I first saw it, but I love it now, if that makes any sense. It's something that just kind of grew on me over time. It's so well done, like a lot of Wes Anderson's movies. Of course, he puts a lot of creativity and thought into it. It's got a 7.3 out of 10 on IMDb. I think out of all his movies, this is probably the most underrated one. Everybody's great in it. Jeff Goldblum's great. He's kind of the villain in this. He's the guy with the other ship that has, you know, every single corporation sponsoring it. And they've got their suits. And here's poor Steve Zsu, who's similar to Jacques Cousteau. He's like a poor man Jacques Cousteau, who has their red caps and their wetsuits, and they've got this old rundown ship, but it's pretty amazing. It's a great little movie. I guess it's not as complete as I guess some of the other movies that he's done, but I love it, and I think it's a great flick to watch, especially in the summertime. It's a fun one. It's rated R. It's an hour and 59 minutes. Did relatively well at the box office. But it didn't make back its budget. It made $35 million. Budget was $50 million. And luckily, Wes Anderson was able to create more movies after that. Usually when you have a couple of duds, you're in trouble. Jacques Cousteau was, of course, French diving pioneer. He was alive from 1910 to 1997, and he held a TV show for years and years. So anybody who grew up in the 70s and 80s could remember Jacques Cousteau, you know, and even before then, you know, he was a diving pioneer, as they say. Isn't that nice? Who goes down as a diving pioneer? Just Jacques Cousteau. That's it. It's a fun little movie. I'll give you a little trivia from The Life Aquatic with Steve Zsu. The red woolen caps worn by the characters are a reference to Jacques Cousteau, the famed underwater filmmaker and co-inventor of modern aqualung. While being fitted to her pregnancy prosthetic, which involved being wrapped in a full body cast, Kate Blanchett actually fainted. She was surprised by this, as she said she had never fainted before in her life, and learned in the next few days that she actually was pregnant. During filming, Bill Murray became a certified diver, and he logged over 40 hours. Sue George, who did a good portion of the soundtrack, translated David Bowie songs into Portuguese and arranged them for the guitar himself. And he's become kind of big since this movie's got a cult following. The soundtrack has gotten big, and he's performed David Bowie songs. He goes out on tour and he performs David Bowie songs in Portuguese. It's a great, great soundtrack. I'm going to play a little more Sue George for you. Film's dedicated to Jacques Cousteau. Let's listen to a little bit more, and I'll be back in a moment. Here's Sue George. Rebel, rebel.
Sabe se vai ou vem, pouco me importa se o dinheiro é seu. Ei, baby, seu cabelo é legal, moda na gringa é Feliz Natal. Se equivocou, mas fica tudo bem. Agora diz que está na onda zen. Ei, baby, seus é seu, passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu. A maquiagem vai desmanchar para o seu medo aparecer. Zero a zero, agora eu vou. Você deu mole então e marco o gol. Zero a zero, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu. Tchu-tchu. Sabe se vai ou vem, pouco me importa se o dinheiro é seu. Ei, baby, seu cabelo é legal, moda na gringa é Feliz Natal. Se equivocou, mas ficou tudo bem. Agora diz que está na onda zen. Ei, baby, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu. A maquiagem vai desmanchar para o seu medo aparecer. Zero a zero, agora eu vou. Você deu mole, então eu marco o gol. Zero a zero, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu.
This is more than the budget of my whole project.
It's an estimate. What's your dog's name?
Cody. Be still, Cody.
Cheetah with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb.
You're listening to Watch This with Chris Earle. Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou soundtrack right now.
I'm up on the 11th floor and I'm watching the cruisers below. It's down on the street and it's dry hard to pull system flow. Oh, my heart's in the basement. My weekend's at an all-time low. Cause she's hoping to score, so I can't see her letting him go. Walk out of her heart, walk out of her mind. Oh, not her. She's so swishy in her satin and tan. In her frock coat and bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh, God, I could do better than that. Oh, yeah. She's an old-time ambassador, a sweet-talking night, walking games. She's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. If she says she can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen, such a laughter is sucked in the brains. Now she's leading them on, and she'll lay it right down. Yes, she's leading them on, and she'll lay it right down. But it could have been me.
Charlie, take three.
Needed in London this Friday.
It's a bit sudden, isn't it?
It's not sudden. Preparation, preparation, preparation.
Just say my name for me.
Cal. When I think of all the birds you could have had, you had to pick a dirty Dee Dee.
I love her with all my heart.
You're the problem, you Dr. White, Onkin, Jamrag, Arkin, Spunk, Bubba. Your middle name ungrateful or what? And you got nothing to say? You're gonna stand there like Porky Pig, hiding behind your wife's skirt, your ex-porn star's wife's skirt?
Am I happy here?
I'm gonna let you be happy, why should I?
Do
do what Don wants.
Who's behind this?
Teddy Bess.
Mr. Black Magic himself.
He'll hurt you.
Do what Don says.
Are you saying love?
Love?
What are you saying?
I'm just gonna have to turn this opportunity down.
No, you're just gonna have to turn this opportunity yes.
Because Don...
Do the job.
No, Don.
Yes.
No. Doesn't. I can't.
You can't.
I can't.
You can't.
Do.
Do it.
And I said no. No.
Yes! Yes!
I know you love me because I feel strong. Ray Winston. Ben Kingsley.
Stone, stone, crooked stone.
Ian McShane. Sexy Beast.
Back off, I'm beautiful.
There's a bit of a beast in everyone.
Oh, yeah. Bloody hell. I'm sweating here. Roasting. Boiling. Baking. Sweltering. It's like a sauna. Furnace. You could fry an egg on my stomach. Who wouldn't let this up? It's ridiculous. Tremendous. Fantastic. Fan-debidozy-tastic.
Right, flick number three. It's from 2000. It's a crime film directed by Jonathan Glazer and written by a guy named Lewis Mellis and David Skinto. It's Sexy Beast. It's a heist movie. It's also very funny. Ben Kingsley, he earned himself an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor. In my opinion, he should have won, as Don Logan. One of the craziest people you've ever seen on film, or in life for that matter. Love to see him again in a prequel or a sequel to this movie. It would be pretty awesome. It stars Ray Winstone, Ben Kingsley, Ian McShane. It follows Gal, who's Ray Winston, an ex-convict, who's visited by his aggressive gangster friend who demands that he accept a heist job and take him out of retirement when he's retired in his Spanish villa with his friends and his girlfriend and his other friends, who's a couple that used to be in crime as well. So Ben Kingsley comes and he will not take no for an answer. It's a great, 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 great movie. It's funny and it's very scary. And it's very, very clever. And it really should be on par with Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction and all those, in my opinion. The budget was $4.3 million. It made $10.2 million, so it made a little bit of money back. But Ben Kingsley's one of his finest performances to date. And Ray Winstone is just fantastic in that. And you'd recognize him in The Departed and Cold Mountain and some other movies. Indiana Jones, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. And of course, Ian McShane, who was in Deadwood, is a very, very scary dude as well. And here is the actual mob boss, Teddy Bass. Produced by Filmed For, distributed by Fox Searchlight Pictures, released in September of 2000. The running time is 88 minutes, and the soundtrack's pretty interesting. It's got a whole bunch of. It's got some older songs in it, but it also has a bunch of snippets from the movie that's incorporated into the song. It's pretty cool. Now let's listen to a little bit of Sexy Beast. I'll be back and I'll tell you a little bit more about it in a minute. It's got a 7.3 out of 10 on IMDb. Again, it's a crime drama thriller, and it's also comedy. And it's Sexy Beast here on Watch This. Thanks for listening.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Sir, I'm afraid you can't smoke.
What do you want?
Your cigarette. You have to put it out.
Cigarette? What? This? No, I'm not going to put it out.
You must.
What's that?
If you don't, we can't take off.
Well, that's your problem, isn't it? It's your move.
I'm afraid
No, I'm not going to pull it out. You're just going to have to wait till I've finished it. As simple as that.
Why don't you just put the cigarette out?
What's that, Sancho? You want me to cut your hands off, use it as an ashtray? Yeah, I'll pull it out, providing you're prepared to let me stub it out on your eyeball. I'll pull it out. Agreeable? No. Here come the gay brigade, look.
I'll tell you what. Fuck it off the plane. You happy with that? I'm happy with that. I'll smoke it outside. Open the door.
I hope this crashes.
Open the f***ing door!
Very serious, Mr. Logan.
You're right, sir. It's very serious. I've been here for 5 hours.
As you may know, all European
airlines... Before you start, I want to say something. Let me ask you something, please.
Have you ever been sexually assaulted? No, neither have I. Until today, on that plane.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said. Here's me, put my bag up in the cupboard. Next thing you know, I feel hands on me. Someone's touched me. Touched my front. My front bottom. I can't believe it. I've gone all cold. I look round. He's standing there, isn't he? That steward with the guilty look on his face. I was shocked. I didn't know what to say. I'd sit down. I was that perturbed. And then his mate, the other one, who's giving us all lessons on what we do if we land in the sea, how to work your life jacket, etc. He starts snoring, starts looking at me, all funny. Suggestive. Now, I don't know whether they wanted me for a twos-up or something. I don't know how they work it. But I tell you what, it scared me. I was shaking like a leaf. So, without thinking, I lit up a cigarette to calm my nerves. I was trembling. I was very emotional. And that's when all the rest of it happened. It's very regrettable. Now, I don't want to kick up a fuss. Right? Press charges. Contact the British Embassy. I'd rather not pursue those channels. Not my style. Not that sort of a bloke. I wouldn't want to lose the man his job. Man's got to eat. And I'm sure he's not representative of all you Spanish people. But I would appreciate it if you have a word with him. Let him know he's been rumbled. It's the one with the ginger hair.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Listen, gal, I'm going to tell you a little story.
I know a bloke who knows a bloke who knows a bloke.
Hello.
Now, you know this bloke.
Do I?
This is a bloke you know.
Is that Mr. Logan?
Who's this?
Hello, Mr. Logan.
Hello.
What you doing?
Watching telly.
What you watching?
Nothing. Is that Stan?
Of course it is, you c***.
Stan Higgins.
Wants me to put a team together.
8 men. Strong. Ain't afraid of graft. It's gonna take it all night. Good boys. Gotta be good boys. Reliable. Positive attitude. It's very important. Very important. That's what we're looking for, Tom.
Who's behind this, Stan?
Who do you think?
Who do you think, girl?
I don't know. Who?
Who?
Teddy.
Teddy.
Teddy Bess.
Mr. Black Magic himself. Teddy Bess.